This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, dazzling, delightful, and just effervescent star of the Capitol Steps, America's and Washington's top political parody troupe. Elena, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you? How are your brackets looking this weekend?
My brackets are looking horrible, but since so are everyone else's, I'm actually doing okay in comparison.
Really? Yeah, that's always good when everybody else is going for, you know, Kansas and all the favorites. I guess I'm going to stick to betting on, I think, golf tournaments this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Tiger coming back, I think I'm going to just, you know, put all my money there.
On what?
I hear that he's the odds-on favorite. I had a big surprise.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of the favorites, although he hasn't played a tournament in 4 months now.
What's he been doing?
There hasn't been any coverage of why he hasn't played, so I'm not really sure what's happening in his life.
Really? Something going on there? I don't know. But you know, actually, it's funny because I was thinking when I was filling out my census form this week, I was thinking about 10 years ago, we had a song about how does Tiger Woods fill out a census form? Because, you know, he's got so many nationalities
right.
in his background. And so this year, we rewrote the census song, but we couldn't use Tiger Woods as a punchline because Tiger Woods now has taken on a whole different meaning.
Yes, it has.
And a whole different set of jokes.
Unfortunately, so. That is true. So here's the Capitol Steps latest 2010 version of filling out your census. Here we go.
Every April it's taxes, in November it's ballots. Every time you go banking, a new form appears. And the way that it's headed, I'm gonna start shredding. 'Cause the form that I'm dreading comes every 10 years. You fill out your census with a number 2 pencil, and you must return it in 8 to 10 days. But soon they are Are you native Alaskan? And what's this last question? Do I habla English? If you are Kuwaiti, check the box on page 80. If you're Guatemalan, go back to page 3. Try as I might, I can't find one for white guy. Oh, wait, here it is. I'm a minority.
Oh, Elena. That
we
pretty much is the
advice kind of songs every once in a while.
I know. That pretty much is the census on the short form. Find your little bubble and fill it in.
It's true. Just figure out what you are.
Exactly. What else are you guys looking at these days?
Well, we're getting our new album is being shipped today, Liberal Shop of Horrors.
Excellent.
And that's going to be up on our website as of today. So
wonderful. Liberal Shop of Horrors, the latest. In the line from the Capitol Steps. So what album number is this now altogether?
Well, it depends how you count, but it's kind of 30th. We've put out a couple in between Christmas albums and things that were, you know, that didn't really live on for posterity, but this is number 30 in our catalog.
Oh, okay. So just kind of like the government, there are different ways to count.
That's right.
I see. Well, Elena, have a great time. Sounds like you had a great time filling out your census. Have a great time watching the Masters, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them, and again, order their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors, online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.